475A John Downey Drive. The zone is I-1 Industrial Parks. The City Plan Commission at its regular meeting held on January 4th, 2016, voted 4-0 to recommend that the proposed certificate of location approval be denied. The background, the applicant is requesting the granting of a certificate of location approval to allow a state general repairer's license in accordance with Section 14-54 of the Connecticut General Statutes. The subject location is a leased space and part of a 34,000-square-foot industrial building that is located on 4.84-acre parcel on the eastern side of John Downey Drive, across from the intersection of Belden Street. The area is zoned I-1 Industrial Park, which permits auto dealers and general repairers by right. The property is the site of the former Ravioli Kitchen Manufacturing Plant. The site was previously granted an auto dealers and repairers location approval by the Zoning Board of Appeals in July 2006. Application number 4260 for R&amp;M Motors, which occupied approximately half the site and the building. The R&amp;M license was later transferred to CAM LLC. Findings: the repair garages and auto sales are permitted by right in the I-1 zoning district. In accordance with state statutes, the zoning authority in rendering its decisions on granting the auto repair and sales operations locations approval is required to assess the suitability of the site for the intended use and factors such as traffic conditions, width of highway, and the effect on public travel, as well as compliance with local zoning and engineering requirements. The applicant's plans show the 4.84-acre site with the existing 34,000-square-foot building. The existing CAM Motors site is situated on the northern side of the building with four proposed access bays and 25 parking spaces, as well as 1.5 acres of gravel surface situated behind, screened by a line of abrevieties used for the storage of vehicles. It should be noted that Section 240-70 requires all parking areas be paved, curbed, and have drainage facilities in accordance with city engineering standards. The plan does show the area to have existing drainage structures with appropriate oil-water separators, though the gravel parking surface was somehow permitted to remain, apparently grandfathered as an existing condition in 2006. The proposed space for the new auto sales and repairers location is a 3,500-square-foot space at the southwestern corner of the building currently occupied by the applicant operating a tire sales and installation business. Tire sales are permitted without any form of DMV licensing, and the applicant's current request reflects a proposed change in his business to an auto dealer and repairer's service. The site plan shows the area with 6 display spaces, 3 employee spaces, and 5 customer spaces on paved portions in the front of the building. There are an additional 4 vehicle storage spaces shown on the southern side yard near the 2 garage bay doors screened by a line of abrevieties. These spaces behind the screening are also unpaved. Other portions of the 34,000-square-foot building include tenant spaces, which are used or have recently been vacated, Guida's Dairy being one recent tenant. Conclusion: while the I-1 zone specifically allows auto repair and sales as a use permitted by right, the City Plan Commission has consistently recommended against approvals for this site, noting not only that the site includes unpaved parking, but also that it abuts Webster Brook and is at least partially within a designated flood zone, and that the repair and storage of vehicles, particularly on unpaved surface in or near flood zone, creates the concern relative to impacting water quality. The Commission also believes that this type of small-scale auto sales and repair does not represent the highest and best use of the property in terms of generating tax base and employment opportunities for the community. Given the shortage of large industrial zone sites suited to modern manufacturing facilities, the City Plan Commission feels that it would be preferable to see I-1 zones, zoned parcels like this, preserved for business with higher value equipment and offering more job creation potential. Also, further expansion of this type of auto-related use detracts from the appearance and character that is desired for a modern, higher quality industrial park setting. The recommendation, the City Plan Commission is of the opinion that the site does not comply with city standards relative to paved parking and that the expanded auto repair and sales use would be a detriment to the appearance and character of the John Downey Drive Industrial Park. The commission therefore recommends against the granting of the certificate of location approval. Dorothy DeLernia, Vice Chair of City Plan Commission.
Thank you very much, Ms. Malinowski. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Alderman Giantonio.
Through you to, I guess, Mr. Malinowski, the company that's there now, CAM LLC, are they there? I know it's CAM Motors, but are they a repair shop, a dealer? What are they?
As far as I know, I think they are a repair shop.
I think that was my only question. I'll yield the floor in case anyone else has anything.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none.
Okay. So,
Alderman Giantonio.
You know, just for the new folks who have just joined the council, the way this works is things that come to this board go back to the council as just reports. So whatever action we take tonight is effectively the action that happens with this item. So I made a neutral recommendation to open it for discussion, but if it goes back to the council with a neutral recommendation and we approve that, I think to Corporation Council, I don't think that accomplishes anything, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So we need to have a little bit of discussion here so we can decide whether we want to move towards a favorable or a negative recommendation. You know, again, I just made the neutral recommendation to open the floor for Mr. Malinowski and for comments. So I will yield the floor if folks want to have any discussion.
Alderman Smedley.
Thank you. Mr. Malinowski, do you know if there's been any recent discussion about paving the unpaved area or if that was brought up at the commission meeting?
I believe there was discussion at the commission meeting with regards to the fact that the area is unpaved. As the report indicates, there's a concern about the unpaved area. And I think that their inevitable decision may have been different if the parking area has met the city standard and something was done about the proximity to the brook. I don't know if the owner of the property is willing to pave it, however.
And, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, who was here representing the John Downey Drive property? Okay. And you're not the owner, right? You're just requesting the permit?
That's right.
Okay. Through you, Mr. Chairman, may I speak? Can you come up to the podium? Do you know if the owner has any intention or plans of paving that unpaved surface or to make corrections so that it's not a problem with the flood area and things like that?
Well, I got to speak with him, but I don't think he will neglect it, and I think he will. He got to fix it. He will do it.
Okay.
The part is no pavement is after the gate, so it's the side of the building.
Okay.
That's the only part where it's no pavement. Both sides and the corners of the building is no pavement.
Okay. Are there vehicles currently on the property right now in that area?
Some of them, yes. Some like storage cars. So they will remove it at any time. So.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are you Chairman to Mr. Kamalowski?
Thank you.
Is there a repair dealer right there now?
I believe that's what the other business is at the property. The concern continues to be, however, the gravel parking lot, its proximity to the brook, and the fact that that side of John Downey Drive traditionally does flood. So if you have chemicals that have come from used cars from one purpose or another, and that is in a gravel surface, there's nothing to keep that from flowing into the brook if it floods.
Can the builder have two licenses in that same building?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Alderman Salvio.
Yeah, through the chair, he has mentioned just with regard to a question, he has mentioned that the owner of the property would be in favor of paving it. But how do we know that?
Correct.
And since we don't know that, how can we be sure that the owner would be in favor of doing this, and he will do it, let's say, before we grant this this application? We can't be sure.
For further discussion with this Alderman Salvio, we should also inquire to have the entire area curbed to preserve stormwater quality for the brook. Any kind of curbing would end up holding in any contaminants to the site.
Well, they might, but that's never going to contain the contaminants from going into the ground and appearing somewhere else.
Correct.
In the groundwater. I don't really think that this body should act on this with those conditions in mind and with those concerns in mind, in a favorable way.
Alderman Rosado.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is for Hector. Now, from what, if I'm not mistaken, the area in which you want to occupy, is that not where there was a motorcycle club previously?
Yes. I believe completely different space.
Different space, okay. Because you have, I know that the dairy was on, I guess, on the left side of the building, right? And then there's another side where it's like more, it's not paved, and they have some cars there at the moment, right?
Correct.
Okay, because I think from what I remember, I believe there's a motorcycle club that was located there previously.
In the back.
Okay.
Yeah, they removed it already.
And they've removed the cars already?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the only thing that remains to be done on that side is just for it to be paved, correct?
Yes, my business is in the front,
mm-hmm.
and then
right,
there
in the corner.
A motorcycle club in the mm-hmm. back. Well, that's not there no more.
Okay. So you're saying the part you want to occupy is in addition to what's there already is on the left side, not on the right side.
Exactly. The entrance mm-hmm. of the garage mm-hmm. is through the gate.
Right.
Right. Where is the unpaved.
Right.
In that
right.
Part.
To the right side, you pull in and
correct.
It's to the right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Solano.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Chairman. Mark, I guess the comments, I really don't have any questions for you, though.
Sure.
You can probably stay there in case someone else has one. And it's more of a comment about procedure. And I attended the City Planning Commission last night as well. I mean, one of the issues I always find is important in future reference, or however this goes in terms of the council, is that when someone has a request, they should really make the effort to try to be at the Planning Commission to make a presentation. I think that's important. That can often influence, if you will, the Planning Commission itself. Planning Commission, I served for 3.5 years on the commission, and one of the things we relied on was the staffing recommendations. They're the ones that do the due diligence on behalf of the city. They take a look at some of the negatives that are presented in the presentation, and I think what the commission has and then ultimately comes to the council and we vote on it, is that we have to go often by the professional aspects of the city, which I certainly have tremendous respect for in my 3.5 years there. So when that happens and then there is a negative recommendation from the staff, but there's no one else to present that, to counter that, that creates a circumstance where the commission takes their position gives the recommendation and supports it or denies it and then sends it to us. And that's what we have to go on. And I just think that's important, not just for you as a potential proprietor, but even for the council to appreciate that when it comes up to, you know, it's kind of hard to defy that unless we have some knowledge that that wasn't presented to us before.
My only concern is what you say about the paving. Well, that place, they've been there doing business for, well, different person to be doing business in the same spot. And then it was paved for many years, I guess. For what I speak with Roman, that's the owner of the property. So I speak with him and I ask him, because somebody else get the license before, make sure we comply with everything on the, you know, that you guys asked for. And he told me, no, is, you know, I don't, he don't think because the pavement is not in the, in that space, there was any problem. But I have to discuss with him about it, if that's any problem in order to get the license to the property.
And through you, Mr. Chairman, just as comment, it's, again, it's not, I understand that. I think that's what happens when certain things are not addressed properly. As I said, coming through to the commission to get what the staffing recommendations are,
correct,
provides for us the best information that we have in order to make the decisions we have to make. So and I think it's a learning curve from that standpoint for you or anyone else that
correct
comes in.
It's my first time. Yeah, so I don't
understood. Know. Understood. And if I might, through Mr. Chairman, to Mr. Malinowski, from the city planning perspective, when something is denied or rejected, if ultimately, what is the time frame in the process? Can someone come back with changes and so on, to your recollection?
From the standpoint of what he's doing here, he can come right back as soon as it's corrected. If it was a zoning issue, there is a time frame that has to be addressed. But in this instance, it's a matter of a licensing application. So if it were corrected, if he was to meet with the owner of the property and the property owner was to bring the parking lot up to standard, and it wouldn't just include some type of paving. It would also need to have some sort of oil and water separator to manage the water at the same time, so that whatever did make it to the brook was relatively cleaner than when it came off the property. So there are ways of managing it so that we're not challenging the environment any further than it already has. I think the applicant and the owner should understand we're not trying to be unfriendly to business, but we do have to protect the environment, and we do have to protect the city. And the parking lot as it stands today does not meet city standard in the fact that it's gravel.
Thank you, Mr. Malinowski, and I think that some of that information is important for you to hear. I think only one other comment that I have, and that would be that if not within this particular project but other projects, I think we are very always concerned, or have been for a long period of time, about the increases of certain business areas, of how they're taken care of, particularly auto sales. I mean, I think I can publicly state that we know there's a concern when people don't, those who own them don't necessarily meet the requirements or take advantage of circumstances. We've had incidences where people have plowed their snow into fire hydrants and not taken care of it. And we're, you know, and that's not reflecting to you. I think you just, because of this, raised the issue for all those types of lots. But I think it's also important that to dot the I's and cross the T's and then have another opportunity, I think, is what I think Mr. Malinowski has alluded to. So
my only thing is the part where it's the gravel, that's going to be as storage if they go anything like that. They, actually, a parking of the business is in the front where it's paving on it. Where is the gravel, that's going to be only as a storage. So no repairs in that spot. It's just a storage vehicle in case something stays outside. But other than that, that's the only use for it.
Alderman Sanchez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know there was a large conversation with regards to the parking situation and the contaminants. I also want to make notice that there was discussion from the commission, which I did not attend, about employment and making best use of the property. I don't want to mislead the gentleman. I think that if we're going to proceed with something like this, I'm well aware that the parking issue needs to be established along with the issue with the contaminants. But we also need to maybe rediscuss the property as well and the best use, and if there is some form of employment that will be happening there. So I'm almost positive. I just wanted to make sure that that was also addressed in this conversation as well. Just want to make it about that one thing. Thank you.
Alderman Naples.
And Alderman Sanchez got to it before I did, but from the way I read the conclusion, there was two reasons why it was recommended to be denied, and the one he just mentioned was one of them. I was wondering through you if Mr. Malinowski can speak to the issue of highest and best use.
Well, as stated in the report, it's very difficult to give up industrial property for a use that does not involve industry. The city of New Britain has very little industrial land that is usable. Yeah, we can point to Stanley Works, but the Stanley Works is 900,000 square feet of multi-story building, which no one wishes to occupy given today's manufacturing processes. If we have industrial property that is available, is not multi-story, and can be utilized for manufacturing, it actually is in the city's best interest to fill that type of property with as much manufacturing as we possibly can. Because under the state's tax system, we not only enjoy the benefits of the property taxes, but we have property taxes on machinery. And at the cost of what CNC and other machinery goes for today, those property taxes on machinery many times outweigh the value of the property taxes on the actual property itself. So as a city, it benefits us to attempt to take any property such as this and fill it with a manufacturing base from a taxable standpoint. Additionally, we need jobs. And as many jobs as this gentleman may create, and again, we're not trying to be unbusiness friendly, a manufacturer may be able to employ many, many more people at a better rate of pay. So we look at it from a planning standpoint in both views. One is the income to the city, and then possibly the jobs that could be created by a manufacturing base, and those jobs and what that job spins off into the community as well. So those are the aspects that we're looking at.
Alderman Sanders.
I think we have to tread lightly, not to speak against Mr. Malinowski, but when we look at the best interest of what the city sees in our industrial buildings, we have property owners out there that are trying to just pay the current property taxes, and we don't exactly have industry knocking down our door to come in here. We're talking about a 3,500 square foot space. We have an existing licensed facility in there now. I think we need to tread very lightly on this, and I think if there's a way to table it and have it looked into as far as our engineering, I mean, if we're going to deny something or even push off the consideration of this license but yet allow another business there, I don't really, you know, this is a little bit new to me like it is for you as far as this process goes, but I think it should really be looked into very deeply because I don't feel comfortable leaving a business operating there if we're not comfortable with the way the environmental paving or parking lot is as is now. So, and also, again, just to reiterate, the, you know, there's landlords out there that are trying to fill buildings and bring businesses that are, you know, will help the community. Yes, you know, tax revenues on large machinery would be great, but landlords need to fill their spaces as well. It would be great if we can get the landlord here at some point to let us know what his needs are and how he can accommodate what we're looking for as far as making the property, you know, environmentally secure to operate your business. And just to speak briefly, what you mentioned about, you know, storage in the rear of the building, I think the concern is that, you know, when you decide that you're going to do a motor job and you're going to push that vehicle out to the storage area, that's where it's going to be leaking into that gravel.
Correct.
So that's, you know, something that's a concern. So if that was paved and that was the case, I think they'd be more comfortable.
Alderman Salvio.
Okay. Pieces of property undergo an evolution as far as their use is concerned over the years. Now, the last time something, even 10 years, which this, the last time something was granted as a permit here was 2006, it says. Now, what may have been all right in 2006 is not all right today necessarily. So if you can get the owner of the property to do something about paving that area, and I don't know that it can be paved right away because of the time of the year that it is, then perhaps this could change. But we can't expect that any property in the city of New Britain can be used today for the same reason that it was used 10, 15, 20, 50 years ago. So things go through an evolution, and we have to satisfy that.
Thank you, Alderman Giantonio.
Mr. Chairman, through you to Mr. Malinowski. So if we vote this down tonight, it starts over, right? The whole
yes.
process needs to start over.
Yes.
If we table it, though, this would give Mr. Rodan, I think it's Roldan, an opportunity to go back and meet with the landlord to see if paving is an option and maybe address some of the other concerns and possibly come back. Correct?
That's a legal question.
Correct. You can table it and he can make changes and then come back to you and present them regarding his discussions maybe with the landlord regarding the paving, the issues of the oil, the curbing that you had mentioned.
So to interrupt Mr. Alderman Giantonio, would that then go back to City Plan Commission for their opinion?
You can request it to go back. It would not go back automatically.
I'm leaning towards tabling this at this point, but I know there are people that have questions and want to have some more discussion, so I will hold off on making a motion because I can tell Alderman Sanchez wants to say something.
Alderman Sanchez.
Well, I mean, based off of the recommendation that we've seen here, I guess this is a question from Mr. Malinowski, or maybe a legal question. I just want to know, can we determine what goes into a facility that the city does not own?
No.
Okay.
No, I think what you're seeing in the report is the report of the City Plan Commission. It's their recommendation,
right?
And it also to a great extent is good planning. I also agree with Alderman Sanders in that we have to tread lightly on people who are trying to fill their buildings. We're not saying solely that it shouldn't go there because we should preserve the building. I think the overriding factor in this report is the environmental issues, more so than preserving the building. We're not trying to be unfriendly to local business. The problem is more on the environmental side, and at the same time, the charge of the City Plan Commission is to give you a recommendation, and their recommendation and what is considered to be good planning is to try to utilize properties at their highest and best use.
Right.
Can we stop it? Absolutely not. We can make a recommendation. And what they're saying to you is, if at all possible, we'd like to see a better use than a used
right.
car dealer.
Right.
But in this case, the overriding factor that was of main concern to the City Plan Commission, I think, was the environmental issues.
Okay. I just asked because I can almost, I would guess, question what the owner would do in the situation moving forward. Would he take this recommendation and say, hey, I'm going to go seek out a manufacturing company because the City Commission essentially thought that that would be the best use, or if I'm just going to just say whatever to it and then I'm going to do what I choose and then just keep making recommendations moving forward and see if one sticks? I'm asking. I don't know.
You know, if I can walk into the owner of the property tomorrow and say that I've got a 10,000 square foot manufacturing business that wants to move into your property and they're going to pay you three times as much as this gentleman's going to pay him, I would assume that he would probably take that. And I do happen to know the owner of the property, Mr. Proputnowitz. He's a go-getter. He tries to fill his buildings as best he can. He's a good landlord, as far as I know. So he tries to get the best tenant he can. Okay. And I'm sure he's vetted this gentleman. Again, is it the highest and best use? Probably not. But I also agree with Alderman Sanders. He's trying to fill his building. Everybody tries to fill their buildings. Right. It could be a very good business. We don't know. 3 years from now, this gentleman could be occupying 30,000 square feet. Right. And that may be good. So the overriding factor here, though, is the environmental issues and the proximity to the brook.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it.
Alderman Pabon.
Well, I think we should table it and let him talk to the owner, and then he can come back. Mm-hmm. He's given him a chance so he can talk to the owner. Make a recommendation to table it.
Motion.
Make a motion to table it.
Second.
Discussion?
Any discussion?
Is it?
That's not discussion.
Discussion on the motion?
A motion to table is non-debatable.
Right. Yeah, it shuts off discussion.
I just wanted to make sure it went through something else, but okay.
I'd like to see, motion to table. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Please let the record show, Mr. Clerk, that I will abstain from voting due to a conflict of interest.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just one recommendation. I'd maybe acknowledge who made the motion and then who seconded the motion.
Motion made by Alderman Pabon, seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Motion to table.
Yep. I'd like to make a motion to accept and refer petition 3321 back to the full council with a neutral recommendation.
Second.
Motion was made by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Salvio.
Yes.
Mr. Malinowski, if you could just read into record the City Plan Commission report for this item.
Report of the City Plan Commission to Her Honor the Mayor and the Common Council of the City of New Britain. The undersigned beg leave to report the following. Item number 33321, Ibrahim Abbas for BBC Water Repair LLC. The address is 50/66B St. Clair Avenue. Zone is I-2 General Industry. The City Plan Commission at the regular meeting held on January 4th, 2016 voted 4-0 to recommend that this proposed certificate of location approval be denied. Background, the applicant is requesting the granting of a certificate of location approval to allow the state motor vehicle dealer's license in accordance with sections 14-54 of the Connecticut General Statutes. The subject location is small lease space located on a 3-acre parcel that contains a complex of 7 small industrial buildings. It is situated on the north side of St. Clair Avenue between E Street and Leicester Street and is zoned I-2 General Industry, which permits auto sales and repair by right. There are presently several other auto repair and sales permit locations on the street, and at least one licensed and operating elsewhere in the interior space on this specific property. In the recent past, this particular lease space in a somewhat different configuration was licensed for auto sales under a location approval in February 1998, ZBA application number 3776, and relicensed with a revised leased area in the space in April 2007, Council Action 29518. The current most recent approval for this property space, this building space, was number 31959, granted in August 2012. It has only 5 parking spaces allocated and was for auto repairs only. This current request has enough area parking for a total of 18 vehicles, 7 in front of the building and an additional 11 in a fenced-in enclosed enclosure behind the building. Findings: the applicant's plan shows the proposed business occupying a small portion of one of the rear interior buildings near the back corner of this 7-building complex. The applicant's space would be a single-bay garage with a total floor area of approximately 1,200 square feet, consisting primarily of the workspace and a small office area and lavatory. With the 18 parking spaces depicted, the business would meet the minimum requirements for auto sales and single-bay repair operation with 13 spaces available for sales vehicles. While the depiction of this portion of the site appears to be technically adequate for the proposed business, the actual use of the property is more questionable. On the 3-acre property, there are at least 16 different tenant spaces with approximately 140 available parking spaces. The problem lies in the fact that the various tenant businesses seem to be constantly changing, resulting in a shifting parking needs and allocation of space. In 2006, the property owner was required to provide a comprehensive plan showing all the tenant businesses and their parking allocations. In the years since, tenants have changed and the use of the property differs substantially from the plan, and the parking and outside storage appears to be very haphazard, to the point that access to many of the parking spaces is impossible. Presently, the space designated 66A St. Clair Avenue, directly next door to the same building as the proposed dealer repair space, is occupied by the almost new appliance warehouse, a used appliance dealer and recycler. They have no designated parking in front and have utilized the entire fenced-in area behind the building where BBC Auto is proposed to park 11 vehicles for the storage of used appliances. Conclusion: the I-2 zone allows auto repairs by right, and as depicted in the submitted site plan, this site appears to be adequately suited to the small auto repair and sales operation. However, the current use and appearance of the overall site gives the impression that the entire property is overutilized or, at the very least, that use of the property is poorly planned and managed. Many areas originally shown as parking, particularly on the interior portions of the property, are used for storage of wrecked vehicles or parts or materials, to the point that access is impeded and it is unclear as to whether there is adequate available parking for the current tenants. The recommendation: the City Plan Commission notes that the I-2 General Industry District permits auto sales and repair by right, and the submitted plan shows potential compliance with parking requirements. However, given the current state of the conditions of the overall property, the Commission would recommend against granting of a certificate of location approval for this particular business until the conforming parking is reestablished and it is clearly shown that all tenants or tenant spaces on the property have sufficient parking allocated and that all spaces are accessible and cleaned of any stored material or appliances or inoperable vehicles. Dorothy Delina, Vice Chair, City Plan Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. So I think this one's kind of like the other one again. I made a neutral recommendation to get it on the floor to get that read into record. We can have some discussion. You know, I think reading the city plan report, it sounds to me like we have, I forgot what the number was, but there's a lot of tenants and an ever-changing parking plan, and I worry that some of this parking might be shared across multiple businesses and counting against different businesses, and that, you know, that's one of my concerns here, but I will yield the floor for my colleagues to make any comments as well.
Alderman Salvio?
Once again, I believe the presenter here indicated that the the person making this application says that they will be cleaning up the area. Well, when? Next year? The year after? I don't know when. And it's not clear in this presentation as to when this area will be made accessible to that business.
Attorney DeNigris, would you like to answer that?
Excuse me. I'm not finished. And so I would say that in this particular case, there is absolutely no question in my mind that this place, this area, is not currently prepared to receive this business. And so I will be voting to deny it when it comes to the council.
One second. Attorney Braniac, can you please pass around the photos that is in the Exhibit E, I believe, or D?
Exhibit E, 13 pictures.
Thank you.
We should be making our discussion first.
No? No,
if I could just answer Attorney Salvio.
Attorney DeNigris, I'm sorry, but no one asked a specific question. Attorney Salvio was just making a comment. Thank you.
Got me a new degree.
Oh, sorry. Alderman Salvio.
If you ask a question, I'd be happy to comment.
I'm finished.
Alderman Salerno?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to go back to something that attorney, so you got me saying Attorney Salvio, that Alderman Salvio commented earlier that there are, and I think this goes to all these particular cases. The last one we did had some different perspectives, environmental, as Mr. Malinowski pointed out. I think that was important to hear. I think there were other issues with it, but I think the whole issue around these particular items is that Mr. Salvio, Alderman Salvio, stated that there are some things that were in play in the past but are not in play in the present or the future. That when we're looking at certain kinds of businesses, the emphasis on manufacturing as one example, or something that would be comparable to manufacturing in terms of the best use. And I think that that's something that I certainly want to see go forward. Again, it's not a reflection of the effort of businesses to establish themselves here, but we have had so many issues with that particular kind of business. And I'm going to say it straight out. We've heard it for I don't know how long. Anybody who's been on this council longer than I have has probably heard these comments about auto sales, development in general, being problematic in every community. One of the examples is right in my own neighborhood on West Main Street in that particular area. And I've been concerned about what goes on in that particular area in terms of development. I want to see best use everywhere, and sometimes we don't always get that. I just think that that's the emphasis that hopefully council, whether on this issue or later on if it comes back or if we take it to council later, is that we recognize that there are things that are not in line with what the growth of the long-term development is for the city. And those are sometimes they're tough decisions, and hopefully maybe people who are involved in their respective businesses also learn. I like to think about, and I can't tell people how to run their businesses at all, not being a businessman, but it's about retooling in the sense of what do we do to meet those long-term expectations from an economic development point of view. So that's my biggest concern, that we as a council recognize that there are things that don't fit as much anymore as they used to.
Alderman Sanders.
To the chairman, just to kind of a little bit of my experience, you know, as a large property owner with multiple tenants and parking, you know, when we have a new tenant come in, sometimes we have to shift things around, you know, and we're constantly adjusting parking. So I understand what they're up against. But I will say that, you know, the best already reviewing the pictures, it would have been much better to rebut that report if the pictures were already clear. Like Alderman Salvio said, if the, you know, who knows when the property is going to be cleaned up. And I think that if the, you know, as they went through the process, I think they should have been prepared. I would be willing to do the same thing we did with the last and maybe table this and make sure that the property is ready to receive the new tenant so that we can help them move forward. That would be my thoughts on the issue.
Do we have any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, can we take a short, like, 2-minute break just so everyone can see the pictures as they come around?
Yes. Chair, I have one question while we're looking at the pictures through you to Mr. Malinowski, and I'll wait until he's ready. Mr. Malinowski, in looking at these pictures, it even looks like some of the back portion of the pictures that were being shown appear to be like a grassy area. A grassy area can't be considered parking or storage or anything in this case for an auto dealer or repair shop, correct?
No, it shouldn't be.
Okay.
But, Alderman, I think what the city plan report is basically telling you is that, it's not the specific applicant. It's the property as a whole. The last parking plan that we have from the property owner goes back to 2006, and a lot of things have changed between 2006 and 2016, as Alderman Salvio has suggested. What I think what is necessary here would be, you know, the possibility of asking the landlord to put together a new parking plan for all of the structures and literally dedicate parking to each of the structures so that they meet the city's requirement for parking, and that we know they're dedicated, we know they're there, and we can utilize that plan each time he gets a new tenant. Mm-hmm. He, as we've demonstrated in the report, he's had tenants come and tenants go, and that happens within a complex such as, you know, Sinclair. And you do need to adjust from time to time. What we have on file at this point simply just doesn't work given the uses of the property.
Alderman Sanders.
Just to reiterate what I was saying about adjusting parking, you know, in the pictures you can clearly see in the parking area, there's no lines, there is no dedication to tenants like Mr. Malinowski had stated. You know, and I think that we definitely need to see that. You know, there's basically an average of 9 parking spaces per tenant there. You know, one tenant might need 15, one tenant might need 2. So if the landlord could put that together, get the property cleaned up and organized, I think it'd be better suitable to bring to this to the council.
Has everyone had an opportunity to view Exhibit E?
I'll take the floor back, Mr. Chair. Again, the recommendation is neutral. So, you know, at this point in time, from listening to everyone, I am going to withdraw my motion of a neutral recommendation, and I will need to ask Alderman Salvio to also withdraw his second.
Alderman Salvio?
Sure.
Okay. And I would like to make a new motion to refer this back to the council with a negative recommendation.
Second.
Okay. And there will be more discussion, but I just wanted to change my recommendation on the motion at that point. You know, it seems to me like we have a probably very large problem over here with parking and tenants and who's using what, and I'm just wondering if it might be time to go back to the drawing board and to Director Malinowski's point, try to get a more comprehensive plan showing the tenant businesses and parking allocations. And I understand to Alderman Sanders' point, those things can change. And maybe we can, because of this, try to work with that property owner to say, when things do change, let you know, make us aware of the change. So to your point, if someone goes from needing 13 spots and they move out and the new tenant needs two, you know, filing a new plan or something, so we at least are aware of what's happening here. Because even as we are standing here, you know, I kind of went to the old trusty Google Maps and pulled up the picture. And in the spots that we have designated as 7 cars in front and 11 cars in back, there's probably about 40 cars in there. Now, I don't know when that picture was taken because Google Maps can be a couple years old, but, you know, that's my worry, is that we approve something for 18 spaces and then we find out we need 30 spaces and we cram 30 cars in there. And if you've gone by some of the other dealerships in the city, Alderman Salvio can point you to them. You know, there are plenty that, you know, have 5 spots and jam 30 cars in there. And I worry that that's what's going to happen here, especially because it is such a multi-use building with multiple tenants. So I am changing my recommendation, and I am open for discussion amongst my colleagues.
Before we have discussion, Mr. Clerk, that motion was made unfavorable by Alderman Giantonio and seconded by Alderman Salvio. Mr. Sanders, Alderman Sanders.
Just curious, not sure the actual procedure, but wouldn't it be a motion to table so that they can get the parking plan and not have to go through the whole process again?
The motion was made for an unfavorable recommendation to the council.
I know that. He said he was open for discussion.
Is that to me?
Through the chair to okay. Alderman Giantonio. I apologize.
Thank you.
You know, I'm certainly open to discussing that. It's just I didn't want the neutral recommendation on the table. I wanted it to be unfavorable. So if everyone stopped talking and Alderman Polkowski called for a vote, we would be actually voting on something. You know, I'm open to, you know, whatever the group would feel appropriate. I mean, I think this one is, yeah, I'm open to whatever the group would want to do. So, Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Salerno.
Yes, to you, Mr. Chairman. Just a comment to Alderman Sanders and Alderman Giantonio's comments relative to whether we table. We have an unfavorable recommendation. Again, it still goes to the council. So the council still can discuss and have conversation about that. If something were to be renewed and found differently within the context of what the recommendations we received from the commission, for example, you know, that might change the vote of the council. But in the meantime, again, I want to just repeat what I said earlier, is that what we have to go on is the professional recommendation of our staff to the commission, who, again, spoke to it considerably last evening at the City Planning Commission. And so their recommendation was based on not just a flimsy look at it. They really, you know, considered it. And that's what we get, and we get to hash it out further. And I think that's why the unfavorable makes the most sense for me, I think, at this stage. There are also different proposals at this point that the first may or may not have had to do that, but this one is a situation where, you know, I think it has different elements to it than, and we have to take these items separately in some respects, too.
Alderman Sanders.
I'm just concerned. I'm a little unfamiliar with the process, so I apologize. I'd hate to have it go back as a unfavorable recommendation, come to council, get shot down, and then put the attorneys and the property and business owner through the entire process again, whereas if it could be tabled, I'm sure Mr. Denigris, Attorney Denigris, would take it back to the landlord. Maybe there would be a mad push to get this done and then come back and then be able to expedite this with everything being done accordingly. I'm just trying to save any undue burden on the business owner or property owner by us not following the proper procedure to make sure that we give them an opportunity to respond to our concerns. I think that as a property owner, sometimes, again, you know, we rush to get people in and we don't always consider what is in the best interest of the city. And I think that,